So I got to ask you, Joe Esposito, does it feel like 20 years?
You know, good morning, guys. It's always good to be on the show. You know, it feels like 20 years, and it feels like yesterday. It depends on the day and depends on what you're thinking about.
Do you feel, you know, Bo Dietl always talks about this. He's always saying, listen, the next one is coming. But he's been saying that for years, and thank God, because of the police work and our intelligence, and we're just great at what we do here in the United States, it hasn't happened again. But do you feel that another attack, maybe not that size but similar, is still on the way?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Why no doubt about it? Why do you say that?
Our enemies have very good memories, and they are very patient. And unfortunately, we don't have very good memories. We tend to let things start sliding. I mean, look, after 9/11, security companies were doing some crazy business. Everybody was looking for this. The safeguards were in. That's all declining a little by little. It's all declining. We're getting very just back into the old way of doing business. And that's what our enemies are looking for.
Yes, excuse me, former new NYPD chief Joe Esposito on the Bernie and Sid Show. Chief Esposito, I have to ask you about the crime, of course. That's why we're having you on, and that is the shootings, the killings, the murders. We actually had a NYPD detective, excuse me, lieutenant, shot up in the Bronx when the guy was reaching for the gun. And to me, the cops had ample time to shoot the perp, but they didn't do it. They allowed the cop to get shot before they shot him. In any case, we know what the problems are. No cash bail laws. The lack of the anti-crime units, the lenient judges, the lenient DAs. But I'd be interested to hear your perspective overall on this horrible crime rise in New York City.
Well, you get what you pay for. You know, again, memories. We have very short memories. Some of us have very short memories. We forget about what this city was like. We forget about what got us to be the safest city in America. It's all those little tools put together. And little by little, the electeds in this city, the city council, the mayor, the governor, all of them, they all just started chipping away at the tools that the police need to do the job. So you get what you pay for. I mean, look, you know, you talk about shootings and homicides, but what about knives? There's more stabbings and slashings than ever. You know why? Because they made carrying a knife legal.
Yep.
You shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If you have a problem with over-policing something, then address the over-policing. Don't take that rule away that prevents the cops from doing their job. So the next mayor is going to have a big problem because it's not just saying, okay, officers, go out and do your job. It's getting those tools back for them.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the next mayor, hopefully, is the guy I'm watching right now as we're speaking to you, Joe, and that's Curtis Sliwa. He's on as we speak with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business, talking about how he's hosting a press conference in Queens today about the crime. But, see, when you were there, Joe, you were surrounded by great folks, Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik and even Governor Pataki. Now we got a bunch of louses from the mayor to the governor to the city council. So the question is, do you have confidence that either Eric Adams or Curtis Sliwa can really save this city?
Well, I think we've narrowed it down to the two best candidates on either side of, you know, the Democrats or Republicans. They're both street guys. They both come up. They're both New York, real New Yorkers. They come up from the streets. They know the problems, and they're saying the right things. They're saying the right things. Now, can they do it? If their mindset is to do it, well, they've got to get the rest of the elected officials to do it. They can't do it by themselves. So this next mayor is going to have a very difficult time.
Former NYPD Chief Joe Esposito on the Bernie and Sid Show. Chief Esposito, also a 9/11 hero, as Sid pointed out earlier. And also, he's the man once given the green light by Mayor Bloomberg. He cleaned out Zuccotti Park in a matter of hours. Remember, it was infested by all those lice-infested whatever they were, just lowlives. Anyway, Chief, I want to play this clip of the lieutenant getting shot in the ankle. I want to ask you a question about it on the other side. You can actually hear them saying, don't reach for the gun, don't reach for the gun, and then you hear the shot. Listen to this.
Wait, he's reaching for it. He's reaching for it. He's reaching for it, man. Stop reaching for it. Stop reaching for it.
Who you got his hand?
To Lewis.
Oh,
Top shot.
He's reaching. Stop.
So my question to you, Chief, is they had ample time. They saw what he was doing, what he was going for. Would they have been within their rights to shoot him before they before he shot them?
Well, if they see him with a handgun, yeah, he's starting to draw it, without a doubt. They're justified in shooting him. But you've got to understand, that sounds like a very close combat situation. They're worried about shooting themselves. They're worried about shooting each other. They're worried about shooting innocent people. So it sounds like they had him, and when they got him, now he's still reaching for it. Very, very delicate situation. You don't want to fire rounds in close proximity to your partners or civilians. So, you know, it's tough to second guess officers when they're doing a job like that.
You know, I mentioned earlier Bernie Kerik, and he was the commissioner when you were the chief back in 2001 during 9/11. And all you guys certainly did heroic, courageous work. And to this day, you're celebrated, and you should be, Joe, quite frankly, for the rest of your lives. I'm not sure about the last couple of guys. Bernie and I had a big issue with Jimmy O'Neill. You know, not as big with Dermot Shea, but I'm not exactly sure. You were a big-time guy in that position. Is Dermot Shea a good police commissioner?
They both are. You know, O'Neill and Shea both. They're street guys. They were up from the Bronx, upper Manhattan. They know how to fight crime, and they did fight crime. They were precinct commanders, very effective when they were in that role. But you got to realize, you're at the top spot. You got to deal with the electeds, and it rolls downhill. And
so why would anybody want that? I mean, if you really were passionate and really pissed off about this city, but you knew at the end of the day that you couldn't really anger de Blasio or Cuomo, why would anybody want that job?
Well, because you do good. You know, look, as you said, I was the chief for 13 years. There are days when I say, why am I doing this anymore? Why am I doing this? But then you look in the mirror and you say, you know what? I did something good for somebody today. I helped somebody. I helped the police department feel good. I helped the public. We got something done. And you just take a deep breath and you go on.
You know, I hear more retired cops say that. I asked them that very question. Exactly what you just said there, Chief, former NYPD Chief Joe Esposito on the Bernie and Sid Show. Chief, and you are old school, and you have nothing to lose, of course. This buffoon that we have as mayor, he was last seen on Friday playing a volleyball at Orchard Beach. Didn't show up when the cop was shot at the hospital. Dermot Shea was there. Didn't show up after the 10 people killed in Queens. Nowhere to be seen all weekend long. What do you make of this guy? And please don't pull your punches.
It's funny you say that. My wife is sitting next to me.
And be careful, Joe. Don't be stupid, Joe.
You know, maybe you want to talk to her and not be on.
Yeah, put her on. Let's go.
Go ahead. Here she is.
No. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I would love it.
But listen. But listen. He gave me the job of emergency management. You know, that was one of the best jobs I ever had. He also fired me from it. Yeah. Probably two of the best decisions he ever made was hiring me. And
by the way, but not just fired you, but, and this still angers me and Bernie to this day, he was the one, along with Garcia, that really effed up that snow day back in November 3 years ago, and they dropped that on your lap. That still pisses us off.
You were out of town.
Yes.
And who could have expected a sudden storm? Nobody did.
But not only fired you, but had no problem throwing you under the bus. You weren't even here.
You know, I don't even know if that was the real reason. You know, no one's ever really told me
reason for my told you.
Okay. you guys know better than me, I guess.
So de Blasio, go. How bad? How bad?
Well, listen, he's only got a few months left. He's probably relieved that he's not going to be the mayor anymore.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He's just taking it for a ride right now. He was probably away for the weekend. What can I tell you? But you know what? Not to show up when a cop is shot, that's very, very bad.
Him.
Come on.
That's him.
I've never heard of that before.
I have two vivid memories of Bill de Blasio, never showing up when a cop is shot in New York, and the three people standing outside an Arby's in Las Vegas when he made his very substantial presidential run.
And when the cops turned their backs on him.
That one, too.
Back in 2014. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you really
are. I'm interested to see what's in his future, where he goes after January.
I think television. What do you think?
I think he's going to get some job with a you know, people that raise money, and you know, so he'll do something with the Democratic Party. Probably.
Right. I say mayor of Havana.
Yeah,
he does love it there. He loves it there. Hey, Joe, you're great. We love having you on, and we consider you a good friend and a hero. And we love your wife, too, by the way. Good morning to her.
We're going to book her next time.
Right.
I'm here.
All right. We love you both, Espositos. Have a great day, and thank you for hopping on with Bernie and Sid. Okay, folks?
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Take care, guys.